In 2002, an avian flu strain devastated Virginia's poultry industry and led to the destruction of millions of birds. With this latest strain, just one Midwest farm surpassed that number. Virginia State Veterinarian Richard Wilkes explains why.
The H5N2 high pathogenicity avian influenza is a high mortality event, killing up to 90% of the birds in very large flocks within a week.
He says Virginia experts went to assist and assess the situation.
Certainly we have the notice now that we didn't have in 2002, 2003, but unfortunately we're not sure how to take advantage of that notice.
That's because despite biosecurity measures, the disease spreads through the feces and sporadic commingling of migratory birds. Predicting if, when, and where it starts in Virginia is a guessing game. Still, poultry farmers have been given their marching orders. Augusta County poultry farmer Kenny Wampler raises about 100,000 chickens. The 2002 strain hit a neighboring farm hard, and he says that's why he doesn't hesitate to take precautionary measures.
You wear the same clothes to the chicken house each day, same shoes. After you're done with your birds, you're supposed to take a shower. If you go to town, wear, you know, different shoes, different clothes. When you come back from town, you're supposed to take another shower whenever you come to the house. They are dip pans in each house. You step in. That prevents it.
And delivery and waste management crews that come follow a host of protocols. But Wampler says while he's doing all that he can, he doesn't think everyone is.
That's what scares me as far as getting it transmitted into the area, is if it would happen to get in a backyard flock. I mean, that's just like pouring gas on a fire.
Some of those free-range chickens are on organic farms that don't share commercial farming practices. Virginia Poultry Federation President Hobie Bowen says they are operating legally, but he directs them to a website.
I'd encourage anybody that's involved with any kind of poultry to go to Biosecurity for the Birds. And if you're not already doing biosecurity, make sure that you do and contact USDA or the state veterinarian, and they'll help you with any kind of information that might be helpful.
He says the industry bounced back before, but a worse outbreak could crush some farmers.
There are real concerns that it can put you out of business. And that's why the federal government, partially why they provide indemnity to help cushion the blow, because we're talking about family farmers that have a huge capital investment in their equipment, their poultry houses.
Agriculture is Virginia's largest industry and poultry its largest sector. Agriculture Secretary Todd Haymore says after the last outbreak, China and other large importers banned Virginia poultry exports. That's happening already, without a case of avian flu in years. It also means if this strain does hit the Commonwealth, egg prices won't be all that's affected.
Those broilers, the turkeys and eggs, it's like $1.2 billion. That's farm sales alone. That's just coming right off the farm. Overall economic impact is greater than $13 billion. And the thousands of jobs, obviously in the Shenandoah Valley, but some between just north of Richmond and down toward Southside, heading back down toward Danville, and then on the Eastern Shore.
Health experts say there's no health threat to the food supply, but cooking food to the proper temperatures is always safest. It's remotely possible that an aggressive virus could mutate and infect other species. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.